Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Doug Barry back on the show. Doug is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is, in fact, we're going to celebrate his 12th anniversary today. He's Senior International Trade Specialist at the International Trade Administration's Global Knowledge Center. And he's the editor of the Basic Guide to Exporting, an outstanding book on helping small business owners learn more about exporting, especially, and also Exporter, the Wit and Wisdom of Small Business People Who Sell Globally. He's a part of the Commerce Department's Commercial Service Division. He's our good friend, Doug Barry. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
And thanks for 12 great years.
Wow, it's just gone by in a flash.
And when you're having fun, it flies by, doesn't it?
Well, I started out with Mother's Milk, and now it's Geritol.
Exactly. Oh yeah, now we've raised babies on this show. People who, when they were first with me, their baby was, you know, was just being born, and now they're in high school, about to graduate. Hey, Doug, I love it when you travel. For your work helping to promote U.S. trade, you've recently been to Japan, you've been to Burma, you've been to some other places, and I'd like for you to give us a report on what you found there. And as a great student of global economy, and especially the U.S. economy as we work with other countries, what's the report?
Well, the report is that the South Asia region is really booming. The economies there are, for the most part, doing very well, and they're experiencing a growth rate that is 7-8% on average per year, which is certainly far greater than the United States and far greater than Europe.
When you say South Asia, you're talking about Vietnam, Indonesia, places like that, Malaysia?
Yep, Philippines. Mm-hmm. Thailand, and of course Burma. Mm-hmm. And that's where I spent most of the time in July and August, was in Bangkok, and made a trip over to Yangon, which is the major business capital of Burma, which is being referred to as Myanmar now.
Myanmar, yeah. And one of the reasons why I'm glad you're reporting on this is because you've been there before. You have a frame of reference from how things have changed since you were there the last time.
Yes, well, it was a long time ago, even before your show.
Well, but you've been in Thailand. You've been in Thailand since you were here.
Yes, that is true. I've been there once, eight years ago. I was there for an entire summer. And Burma, in particular, was amazing. I didn't think that Thailand had changed that much. It's still an unbelievably bustling and feverishly active place. But the big change was about an hour's flight away in the formerly very closed, reclusive country of Burma. And I was there in 1976, and I remember you could only go for a week. The military government would only allow tourists in for 7 days, and then you had to be out of there, which was difficult to do because it's a big country and there are many things to see. And the first visit there was for $1 a night, sleeping on a pool table at the YMCA. That's all I could manage. That's all I could afford, and that's all I could find. Then, fast forward 40-some-odd years, and there I am once again in Yangon. This time the hotel cost $300.
Wow.
It's not a pool table, but it's a very, very swanky five-star Singaporean-owned
So Burma's come up in the world, hasn't it?
It has really come up in the world, and the good news for U.S. companies is that the Burmese government, the Burmese people, are very welcoming of U.S. participation in their economy. And I ran into several American entrepreneurs, one of whom had opened a restaurant in Yangon. It was a very sort of upscale place. And he had converted one of the very old British period buildings, which, I mean, this sort of gives you a sense of the original green building. These are buildings that have trees coming out of the top of them and side of them because they've been just sitting there without occupants for 50 or 60 years, and now they're beginning to show some signs of life. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful. The architecture is amazing. It's a combination of local Burmese.
Is there trade opportunity in that part of the world for U.S. small businesses?
A lot. I think there's a lot of opportunity there. And the good news is that we're opening an office at the embassy for the commercial activities.
Good for you. Good job. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about some of that, folks, and some immigrants in the United States, U.S. immigrants, who are doing business in those countries. Right back with Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.